Let's begin once again with our study of the doctrine of God.
让我们再次查考有关神论的这个主题。
Now, we have studied thus far the importance of knowing His attributes.
我们到目前为止，我们讲到了要认识神的属性的重要性。
And then the importance of knowing His will.
明白神旨意的重要性，第二。
Then we've looked at one benefit thus far of knowing God.
好，到目前为止，我们查考了认识神的益处，其中一个益处。
And that is understanding.
就是知识，认识他的。
That we must know God to possess true understanding about everything that matters. Now I want you to think about something. Your view of God determines everything.
你对神的认识跟你所对其他事物的认识都息息相关。
It influences everything in this life.
你对神的认识影响你对所有事物的世上所有事物的关系。
If you don't believe in God, you're going to walk in a different way.
如果你不认识神，你不信他的话，你的生命整个方向就不一样。
But the reality of the God of the Bible causes you to walk as a Christian.
但是你对神的真正的认识会帮助你整个生命的大方向，身为基督徒。
It changes everything.
会改变一切。
For example, you young people.
譬如你的年轻人。
It should change the way you treat one another.
应该会改变你们彼此的关系。
Change the way you deal with the opposite sex.
你对异性的关系也会不一样。
Change the way you view society.
你怎么看待社会世界也不一样。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子啊。
Abortion.
譬如堕胎。
It is one of the most defended and protected acts in this country.
在美国，这是最合法的、最被人所维护的一个行动。
As a matter of fact, to many people, you're immoral if you don't believe that abortion is right.
在很多人眼里啊，如果你不相信堕胎是合法的，在他们眼里你是不道德的。
Now, that's the killing of a life.
堕胎是杀人嘞。
It's the killing of a baby.
这是一个把小婴孩的生命给毁掉。
Why do you say it's wrong?
为什么你认为这是错误的呢?
Because you believe in a God.
因为你相信这位神。
The God of the Bible.
圣经里的神。
Do you see?
你看到吗?
It changes everything.
你对神的认识改变你对一切事物的认识。
The way you view the universe.
你怎么看待这个宇宙，你的宇宙世界
观。The way you view the purpose of man.
你看到人类存在的目的。
The way you view existence itself.
你对人类存在的意义的价值，这一切你的都会改观。
The way you view politics.
你怎么看待政治，你的政治观。
Culture.
这个社会观。
Society.
文化观。
Everything.
一切。
Is shaped by your belief in a biblical God.
都因着你认识这位圣经里的神而改变，你的认识都会改观。
So one of the great benefits of knowing God is understanding.
所以其中一个认识神的益处就是智慧。
Now another great benefit of knowing God is trust or faith.
另外一个益处就是信心或者是信靠。
Let's look at Psalms chapter 9, verse 10.
我们看看诗篇第九篇第十节。
Those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
耶和华，认识你名的人要依靠你，因为你没有离弃寻求你的人。
Now it says, those who know your name.
这里讲到认识你名的人。
What does that mean?
什么意思啊?
In the Bible, a name represents the person himself.
在圣经里头，名字代表这个人本身。
For example, you know my name.
譬如你知道我的名字。
But that's about all you know about me.
但是你就知道我的名字而已嘛。
But in the Bible,
在圣经里面,
to know someone's name,
认识一个人的名,
is to know that person.
就是认识那个人本身。
So he's basically saying, those who know God,
哦, 基本上他说, 那些认识神的人,
those who know who he really is,
那些真正认识神是谁的人,
and what he really does,
神的作为的人,
they will trust in him.
他们会依靠他。
Now someone may look at a Christian,
有人会看基督徒,
who's walked many years with Christ,
与神同行多年了,
for example, George Mueller,
比如说, George Mueller, 穆勒。
He was known as the man of faith.
他是一个, 大家众所周知,
he raised thousands of orphans.
他曾经抚养了成千的孤儿,
without ever letting anyone know his needs.
但是他从来不做广告,
all he did was pray.
他唯一做就是祷告,
and trust that God answers prayer. And someone say, where did he get that kind of faith?
有人也许会问,
I wish I had that kind of faith.
巴不得我也有他的信心。
Where could I get it?
我从哪里得到他的信心呢?
Here it is.
在这儿。
Those who know your name will put their trust in you.
认识你名的人要依靠你。
The more you know about God,
你越认识神,
the more you know about his attributes, the more you will be able to trust him. That's the same even in our human relationships. If I was walking down the street, and someone that I didn't even know came up to me and said, give me the keys to your car,
有一个我所不认识的人, 陌生人说, 哎, 把你的车钥匙给我,
what would I say?
我会说什么?
I'm not going to trust you with my car.
我为什么要把我车交给你? 我才不信你呢。
I don't know you.
我根本不认识你。
But I have a friend named Holden Berry.
但我有个朋友叫Holden啊。
He's one of the most faithful men I know. If he said, give me the keys to your car,
如果他跟我说, 哎, 把你车钥匙给我的话,
I would trust him with it.
我就马上就信靠他, 把我的钥匙给他。
Why?
为什么?
Because I know him.
因为我认识他。
But if you don't know God,
但如果你不认识神,
if you don't know what he says about himself in Scripture,
你不知道他圣经里头他讲论他自己什么话,
it's very hard to trust in him.
你就很难信靠他。
Now look what else it says.
好, 再看看还说什么?
For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
因你没有离弃寻求你的人。
Now one of the reasons we can trust God,
其中一个我们可以信靠神的原因是,
is because we can look at his record in the past.
因为我们可以看看他过去的, 从前的记录, 他的行为的记载,
and we realize he's never forsaken anyone that's trusted in him.
我们就知道他从前从来没有离弃任何信靠他的人过。
How could George Mueller trust in God?
穆勒为什么能够信靠神呢?
He knew God's attributes.
因为他认识神的属性。
But he also knew all the stories.
他也知道神过去的历史, 他的故事, 他的作为。
The entire Old Testament.
整本旧约圣经。
That is so neglected.
我们常常忽略旧约。
Tells us of God's perfect faithfulness.
圣经告诉我们神的完美的信实可靠。
And then his faithfulness to send his son.
他何等信实他差遣他的儿子。
And then his faithfulness to the apostles.
他对他的使徒也是信实的。
To the early church.
对早期教会也是信实的。
That he's never forsaken anyone who seeks him.
他没有离弃过寻求他的人。
The more you see that,
你越看到他的信实过去的信实,
the more trust you will have in him.
你现在就越信靠他。
If I needed a lawyer,
如果我需要个律师,
and you recommended a lawyer to me,
你跟我推荐一个律师,
would I just accept him?
我会不会就盲目的就接纳他呢?
I would want to know his record.
我要知道他过去的历史。
What has he done in the past?
他从前曾经做了些什么事儿?
I'd like to meet some of his clients.
我要看看他从前的一些顾客。
Find out what they say about him.
看看他顾客是怎么评论他的。
I wouldn't find one man on this earth with a perfect record.
我在世上找不到一个有完全过去历史记录的人。
But there is a God with a perfect record.
唯有这位神, 他有一个完美的记录。
And he can be trusted.
他是值得我们信靠的。
And the more you know him,
你越认识他,
the more you will trust him.
你就越信靠他,
the more you read about his great works in the past, the more you will trust him. And you know what's wonderful?
你知道是什么美好吗?
When you look through the Old Testament,
当你阅读旧约圣经的时候,
and you look through especially the book of Psalms,
特别是诗篇,
any problem you have,
你有的任何问题,
you can find it there.
你都可以找到答案。
And in every case, God is faithful to that person.
每一次神都对那个信靠他的人是信实的。
People slander you.
有人毁谤你。
They slandered David.
他们也毁谤过大卫。
What does David testify about God?
但是大卫是怎么为神做见证的呢?
People trying to kill you.
有人要杀你。
They tried to kill David.
他们也想杀大卫。
What does David say in the book of Psalms?
在诗篇里头大卫怎么说的?
You're weak and have no strength.
你软弱，你没有力量。
What do the weak in the Old Testament say about God?
在旧约里的这些软弱的人怎么说到神的？
Do you want great faith?
你想要有大信心吗？
You need a great God.
你需要一位伟大的神。
I heard a story about a missionary.
我听说一个宣教士的故事啊。
And I laughed when I heard this story.
我听到的时候我就笑了。
But a few years after I heard it, I said the same thing he said.
但是几年之后呢, 我说了这个宣教士说的同样的话。
I was in the Philippines.
我在菲律宾。
And they had this river.
他们有一条河啊。
And it was filled with all kinds of animals that would eat you.
那个河里头有各种各样会吃人的动物啊。
And the little Filipino guy said, we're going to get in the boat and we're going to go across the river to preach to the other side.
那个小小的菲律宾人说, 我们要进到船里头, 到河的那一边去传福音。
He was about this big.
那个小菲律宾人只有那么高。
And I'm this big.
我那么大。
And so we went, I said, no problem.
我说没问题, 我们进去吧。
We went to the river.
我们就进到河里去了。
And he said, get in the boat.
他说进船啊。
I said, what boat?
我说哪条船?
He said, this boat.
他说这条船。
I said, that's not a boat.
我说那不是船啊,
that's a stick.
那是一根棍子。
It was this narrow.
这么窄。
I had to put one foot in front of the other.
我两个腿呢不能够并排, 我得保持平衡。
I said, I'm not getting in that boat.
我说我才不敢进去呢, 我不进去。
He said, you need a bigger faith.
他说你的信心要更大一点。
I said, no, you need a bigger boat.
他说我说不，你需要更大的船。
You get a bigger boat and I'll have bigger faith.
你来给我一条大船, 我就会有大信心了。
That's the same way with the Christian and his relationship to God.
这就是基督徒跟神的关系了。People
have this God that is so small.
人的眼目中神只有那么小。Because
they don't really know what the Bible says about it.
因为他们不知道圣经对神的是怎么讲论的。You
see, studying doctrine and theology is very important.
你知道学习教义跟神学是非常重要的。
It's truth upon which we build our lives.
这是我们建立生命的真理的基础。
So that we can walk.
好叫我们能够与神同行。
In strength.
我们才有力量与他同行。
And that brings us to the next benefit of knowing God.
这就带我们到下一个认识神的益处。
Strength.
就是力量能力。
Spiritual strength.
属灵的能力。
I want you to look at Daniel 11:32.
但以理书11章32节。
The people who know their God will display strength and take action.
唯独作恶的，他比方说，唯独认识神的子民必刚强行事。
Now it says the people who know their God.
好，这里讲唯独认识神的子民。
First of all, let's look at know.
好，我们先看看啊，这个认识。
It doesn't just mean that they know facts about God.
这不仅仅是知道有关神的知识而已啊。
But they have an intimate relationship with Him.
乃是跟神有一个密切的亲密的关系。
But it doesn't just mean they have an intimate relationship with Him.
不仅仅跟神有个密切的关系而已。
They know facts about God.
他们也知道有关神的事情。
Both things are essential.
这两者都是必须的。
I can have an intimate relationship with someone.
我可能跟一个人有亲密的关系。
a friendship with someone.
跟一个人有个友谊。
Well, let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子啊。
Let's say that I'm with Brother Larry.
譬如说他跟我在一块，跟陈哥在一块。
And we're walking down a very dangerous street in Los Angeles.
我们在洛杉矶的一条很危险的街道上同行。
And it's nighttime.
是晚上。
And I'm scared.
我很害怕。
And he doesn't give me much confidence.
我也不给他很大的信心，因为我个太小。
I mean, I'm twice as big as he is, and I'm afraid.
他比我大两倍，他还害怕，何况我。
So I don't have much confidence.
所以他对我没多大信心。
But if I knew that he was a black belt in kung fu.
但如果他知道我是一个功夫的黑带的。
And every other martial art in the world.
而且我会各种各样的功夫，这个拳那个拳。
That knowledge, what would it do for me?
如果他知道，他认识我这样。
It gives me a lot more strength.
会给他更大的力量和信心。
I would be bold.
我就会有胆量了。
I would probably, on purpose, find a gang of guys and challenge them just so he could fight them.
我可能会故意会去找一帮黑社会人，然后找我来跟他干起来。
You see, I would have confidence because I know who he is.
他因着知道我是谁，认识我是谁，他就会有信心。
But if you don't know God,
但如果你不认识神,
you can't have the spiritual strength you need to go through trials.
你就没有这个属灵的能力经历患难。
And a great part of your Christian life is going to be a trial.
你的基督徒的生命的一大部分会经历很多的患难。
Dr. Piper said this one time.
有一个派珀博士曾经那么说,
you're either coming out of a trial or you're going into a trial.
你要不就是从一个试炼中正在出来, 要不就正在进入试炼。
The Christian life is full of fire.
基督徒的生命充满了火炼的试炼。
And where are you going to get the strength?
你从哪得到力量呢?
If you look in the mirror,
如果你照照镜子,
and you find strength,
你可以找到力量的话,
it's because you're delusional.
因为你上当受骗,
you're proud.
你太骄傲,
there's no strength in you.
你自己根本没有能力。
So where are you going to get strength?
到底你从哪儿拿到能力呢?
From friends?
从朋友吗?
Yes, they can help.
是他们能够帮助一点。
But sometimes we pass through things that not even friends can help.
但有些我们所经历的事，朋友都帮不了你。
And when you're laying on your deathbed,
当你躺在死亡的床上的时候,
your friends can't help you.
你朋友帮不上忙,
your doctor can't help you.
你医生也帮不上忙,
there's only one who can give you strength.
唯独一位能够给你力量。
I know my God.
我认识我的神。
Now look here though. It says the people who know their God.
这里说, 唯独认识他们神的子民。
It's not their father's God.
不是他们父亲的神。
It's not their uncle's God.
不是他们舅舅的神。
It's not their grandmother's God.
不是他们祖母的神。
It's their God.
那是认识他们的神的子民。
They have a personal relationship with him.
他们跟神有一个个人的关系。
They have an intimate relationship with him.
跟神有个亲密的关系。
Now let's just stop here.
哦，我们停一停吧。
Is the God of the Bible your God?
圣经里的神是你所信的神吗?
Are you a true believer in Jesus Christ?
你是否是一个基督的真正的信徒呢?
And if you say yes,
如果你说是的,
then do you recognize the need to grow in your knowledge of His faithfulness?
你是否认识到更深的认识他的信实的需要呢?
Because the more you know about Him, the stronger you will be.
因为你越认识他, 你就会越强壮,越刚强。
There was a time when David, King David, was under great trial.
大卫王曾经经历过很大的试炼。
He wasn't king yet.
那时候他还没当王啊。
And men were coming against him.
很多人都要反对他，甚至要杀害他。
And the Bible says he strengthened himself in his God.
圣经说他依靠神得以刚强。
Now a lot of times we read things like that and say, oh, that's beautiful.
往往我们读这些话的时候觉得哇很美啊。
Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything unless you know what it means.
除非你真正知道他所经历的，对你来说没有意义。
What does it mean that David strengthened himself in his God?
什么意思啊? 大卫在依靠神得以坚固。 到底什么意思?
Did he like take a plug and plug it into the wall and get some kind of power?
是不是他拿了一个箭头，然后插进那个插销里头，然后就得到充电，得到力量？
Did the Holy Spirit just fall down on him?
或者圣灵哇就降在他身上？
What does it mean?
什么意思啊？
It means this.
意思是,
he strengthened himself in what he knew about the faithfulness of God.
他因着认识神的信实，他就得以坚固，靠着神自己就坚固了。
He remembered all the promises.
他回忆起神的应许。
He remembered the countless reports of God's faithfulness.
他想起神从前的他的信实的。
And so he strengthened himself in his God. So I want us to look now at some of the benefits.
好，现在我们看看认识神的益处。
Understanding.
好，第一智慧。
Trust.
第二信靠。
Spiritual strength.
第三属灵的力量。
Do you need any of these things?
你需要这些吗？
Do you lack these things in your life?
你是否缺乏在生命中缺乏这些事吗？
Then where's the answer?
那么答案何在？
Greater knowledge and intimacy of God.
你要更深地认识他，与他关系更加亲密，爱他更深。Now
I want to look at another benefit.
好，我们要看看另一个认识他的益处。Perseverance. 就是坚忍。Perseverance. 坚忍到底。What
is perseverance?
什么是坚忍呢？
The ability to just keep going on.
就是继续坚忍不断，不半途而废。
You know, young people, listen to me.
你知道，年轻人，请听。
When I was a young man in college,
当我在读大学的时候，我是年轻的时候。
And I became a Christian when I was 21.
我信主21岁啊。
And there were a lot of student leaders around me.
在我四周围有很多学生领袖。
And I knew a lot of Christians and a lot of Christian organizations.
我知道有很多基督徒，还有很多基督教的机构。
But as the year, as I, after I graduated,
但是我大学毕业之后。
And as years began to pass,
一年一年过去了,
I would hear news of other Christians that I went to school with.
我就听到很多有关我所认识的这些基督徒的消息,
falling away,
一个一个的跌倒了, 远离了,
apostatizing,
甚至离经叛道了,
growing cold,
或者冷淡了, 退后了,
countless,
一个一个的倒下。
You see, it's not how well you begin,
不是你怎么开始,
it's how well you finish.
乃是善始善终,
it's finishing the race.
是跑完当跑的路才是怎么样,
living the Christian life.
你要活出基督徒的生命来。
And all over the scriptures, we see this idea of perseverance.
整本圣经从头到尾你看到这个坚忍到底的重要性。
The ability to keep going against every kind of obstacle.
不管任何的环境，任何的冲击，你继续逆流有进。
You know, it's amazing.
你知道，叫人惊讶。
You can have someone come to your church for years.
你可以有人来到你教会，待了好多年。
And then, as the pastor, one day you simply did not see them when they said hi to you.
你身为教会的牧者，你。 他们说 hello， 你都没有注意到。
And they leave the church.
突然间他离开了。
And they don't even want to follow Christ.
他们甚至不愿意再跟随主了。
And you're like, you visit them.
你又去探望他。
What happened?
结果呢？
Well, I don't want to follow Christ.
他说我不愿意再跟随主。
I don't want to be a part of the church.
我不愿意来教会了。
Why?
为什么？
You hurt me terribly.
你伤害了我。
You didn't say hi to me the other day.
那天你没有跟我打招呼。
And then there are other people,
还有些人呢?
Right now,
现在,
who have been forsaken by their congregations,
他们被整个会众抛弃了，离弃了。
They are rotting in a prison,
他们在监狱里头在那受苦受难。
Because of their faith in Christ,
因着他们信靠基督。
No one will visit them,
他们因着他们的信仰，没人愿意去探望。
No one encourages them,
没有人鼓励他们。
They're beaten every day.
每天受鞭打,
yet they get up in the morning every day and sing hymns to God.
尽管如此, 他们天天早上起来赞美主，感谢主。
Perseverance.
这叫做坚忍。
Perseverance.
坚忍。
Those who continue on to the end will be saved.
那些坚忍到底的必然得救。
That does not mean that a true Christian can lose his salvation.
我不是说真正的基督徒可能失去他的救恩啊，不。
The perseverance is proof that he is a true Christian.
乃是说他的坚忍证明了他是一个真基督徒。
Now let's look at a verse, 2 Timothy 1:12.
我们看看提摩太后书一章十二节。
It says, for this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am confident that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
为这缘故，我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为我知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交托他的，直到那日。
For this reason, I also suffer these things.
为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。
For what reason?
为什么缘故啊？
The gospel.
为了福音的缘故。
Because of his preaching of Jesus Christ.
因为他传讲耶稣基督。
And he says, I suffer these things.
他说我受这些苦难。
Now he says these things.
他说这些苦难。
As though almost it was something small.
好像是不值得一提，好像小事儿一样。
He's writing this right before his death.
哎，这是他临死前的遗言呐。
Just think of his life.
你想想保罗的一生。
At one time, he was one of the most admired young men among the Jews.
曾经有一度，他是犹太人当中最有出息、最有前途无量的年轻人。
But after he met Jesus,
但是他认识基督之后
，he became the enemy of Israel.
他成了以色列的公敌。
The scum of the earth.
他成了世人的渣滓。
A man not worthy to live.
一个不值得活在世上的人。
He was hunted like a dog.
他像狗一样被人追逐。
He was beaten how many times?
他被打多少次啊？
Thrown in prison,
丢到监狱里头，下在监里。
Stoned,
用石头打。
But for him, it was just these things.
对他来说，受这些苦难好像不值得一提，不屑一提一样。
How could he have this kind of strength?
他哪来的这样的力量坚韧？
And he said, "But I'm not ashamed."
他说，然而我不以为耻。
There's something you need to understand.
哎，你需要明白啊，这里。
Apart from the Holy Spirit,
若没有圣灵的帮助
，no one's going to believe this message of ours.
没有人能够相信我们所传讲的信息。
Paul was mocked constantly because of the gospel message.
保罗因着他所传的福音的信息被人讥诮讽刺。
Now, I want you to think about this.
我要你想想。
Paul's in the Roman world.
保罗活在那个罗马的世界。
He goes up to these Greek philosophers, Roman philosophers.
面对这些罗马的，还有希腊的哲学家，大有知识的人。
Considered the most brilliant of the most brilliant.
这些是世上最聪明、最智慧的顶尖人物。
And he's a little Jew.
而他是一个小小的犹太人。
He walks up to them.
他面对这些大有知识的世界人。
And he says,
他说
basically this.
基本上他这么说。
Everything that you men know is wrong.
你们所认识的一切事物，你们的观点都错了。
Can you imagine how they laughed at him?
你可以想象这些人是怎么样子嘲笑他。
Really?
真的吗？
Who are you?
你算老几啊？
I'm Paul.
我是保罗。
Well, Paul, since you're so smart,
保罗，你既然那么聪明，
you tell us what's true.
你告诉我们什么是真理啊？
He goes, well, first of all.
他说，首先。
The God of the Jews is the one true God.
犹太人所信的神是独一的真神。
These men hated the Jews.
这些人恨恶犹太人。
It is a small piece of land in Palestine.
这是巴勒斯坦一块小地方，犹太人。
A small group of people.
一群小小的民族。
Who spent a great part of their entire history in slavery.
他们整个历史很多时间都是在做奴隶的。
And they were like, yeah.Yeah, okay, keep going. This is a good story.
这些人说，你继续说，你说的，继续吹呀，吹呀。
The God of the Jews is the true God.
犹太人的神是独一的真神。
Yes.
对，没错。
Well, tell us more.
继续。
Then he said something.
然后保罗说。
To a Greek philosopher.
对一个希腊的哲学家而言。
Was the most scandalous thing you could ever say.
在他眼里是他最反感、最受不了的。
God became a man.
这位神降世为人。
Because see, spirit and material doesn't go together.
因为希腊人物质跟灵是不能够一块儿。
Spirit and body.
肉体跟灵魂不能一起的。
They're like God became a man.
什么？上帝变成人？
This guy's out of his mind.
这小子疯了。
But let's listen.
我们继续听你有啥话说。
Where is he, Paul?
他在哪？这个人。
Well, he was born in Bethlehem.
他生在伯利恒。
In Bethlehem.
伯利恒。
I guess he was born, I guess, to the king of Israel, or?
我想他是以色列的王的后代，是不是？
Well, no, he wasn't.
他不是。
As a matter of fact, he didn't have an earthly father.
其实他在世上没有一个地上的爸爸。
He was born, this young virgin got pregnant.
这个童贞女啊怀孕了。
Can you imagine how they laugh?
你想象这些有智慧的人怎么嘲笑保罗。
A young virgin got pregnant.
一个真童贞女怀孕。
Who's the father?
他爸是谁呀呢？
She was conceived by the Holy Spirit, who is God.
她从圣灵受孕，就是神的灵。超自然使她怀孕。
And he appeared to Israel then, I guess, right, Paul?
然后他就向以色列人显现，对不对？犹太人，保罗，是不是？
Yes.
是的，是的，没错。
Well, I guess they all accepted him, king of the Jews, right?
然后他们就接纳他做犹太人的王，对不对？
No, they crucified him as a blasphemer.
他们认为他在吹牛，他在亵渎，就把他钉死了。
And what else?
然后继续。
Well, he actually died for your sin.
他其实是为你的罪而死的。
Well, how can a dead savior help me, Paul?
保罗啊，一个死掉的救主怎么帮助我？
On the third day, he rose again from the dead.
第三天，我告诉你，他从死里复活了。
And I guess, like everybody in Israel saw this?
那所有的以色列人都看到了吗？是不是？
No.
没有。没有，没看。
Only some of us.
只有一些人看到。
Well, where is he now?
那这位救主
，Can we meet him?
到哪去了？我们可以看看他吗
？Well, he ascended up into heaven.
他复活升天了。
And he sat down at the right hand of God.
他坐在神的父神的右边。
And by the way,
我再提，顺便提一下啊。
Caesar is not Lord.
你知道凯撒大帝不是真正的主。
Jesus is.
耶稣基督才是主。
Do you see this?
你看到吗？
The proof of the supernatural nature of Christianity is that it still exists.
你知道基督教的超自然的本性的证明在哪？因为它今天仍然存在，还有人信。
He preached this message everywhere.
保罗到处传讲这个福音信息。
The Jews wanted signs.
犹太人要看神迹奇事。
The Greeks wanted wisdom.
希腊文要智慧。
Paul didn't give them anything they wanted.
那保罗没有给他们所要的任何东西。
He gave them the gospel.
只传福音给他们。
The Savior of the world crucified on a Roman cross.
世界的救主在一个罗马的十字架上被钉死了。
But he said, I'm not ashamed.
但他说我不以此为耻。
Everyone can mock me.
任凭你们嘲弄讥讽。
The whole world can turn against me.
全世界可以背叛我，讽刺我。
I am not ashamed.
然而我不以此为耻。
And furthermore,
还有
I am full of confidence.
我更是满怀信心。
That when they cut my head off,
当他们把我头给砍下来的时候。
This Jesus that I preach,
这位我所传讲的耶稣
is able to take me home to glory.
会把我带到天上的荣耀里。
But Paul, how can you not be ashamed?
保罗，你怎么会不以此为耻呢？
And how can you have such confidence?
你那个信心，大信心是从何而来的呢？
He says, "For I know whom I have believed in."
因为我知道我所信的是谁。
I know him.
我知道他，我认识他。
Do you know him that way?
你是否这样认识他呢？
And again, let's look at this.
我们再看看。
An intimate relationship with him.
跟他一个亲密的关系。
walking with him,
与他同行,
communing with him,
与他相交,
and yet at the same time,
同时,
knowing biblical fact about him,
也知道圣经里头有关他的事实和历史,
so that your confidence grows,
所以你的信心会不断的增长,
and you are able to persevere,
你就可以坚忍到底。
Many times when a Christian is going through suffering,
常常当基督徒经历试炼的时候,
the devil does not come as a lion.
撒旦不是像一个凶猛的狮子来。
Do you know what he comes like?
你知道他怎么来啊?
A friend.
像一个朋友一样。
He doesn't come like an accuser.
他不是一个控告者的身份进来。
He comes like an advocate.
他好像是在维护你辩护律师一样的身份进来。
On your side.
好像站在你一边。
And do you know what he says?
你知道他说啥吗?
Let me give you an illustration.
让我给你个例子。
Jesus tells his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer crucifixion.
耶稣告诉他门徒他必须上耶路撒冷去受许多的苦而且被钉死在十字架上。
And through Peter, Satan comes to him like a friend.
借着彼得撒旦像朋友一样来到耶稣面前。
Jesus,
主耶稣啊,
you shouldn't suffer that.
这是万不临到你。
That's not for you.
这你不能说话。
No, don't talk that way.
你不能这样说话。
Do you see?
看到没有?
Get thee behind me, Satan.
撒旦推我后边去吧。
And when you're going through things, as I have gone through things,
如果你像我一样经历这些苦难的话,
as my brother has gone through things,
像我的弟兄所经历的话,
as any Christian who has spent any time in the faith has passed through things,
或者任何曾经经历过主的基督徒所经历过的话,
what can make you persevere?
是什么能够使你坚忍到底呢?
When the devil is roaring at you,
当魔鬼撒旦像吼叫的狮子向你扑来,
or when he's seeking to be your friend,
或者当他假装是你的朋友的时候,
look, don't preach that way anymore.
不要再这样子讲道了,
just back up a little.
你就稍微就缓和一
点, don't be so hard.
别那么厉害啊。
There's no need for you to suffer this way.
你没必要这样受苦。
You see that?
看到吗?
What will make you persevere?
什么会使你坚忍?
What will cause you to be strong and not ashamed?
什么会使你能够刚强壮胆而不以此为耻?
You know in whom you have believed.
你要深深知道你所信的是谁。
You know his strength.
你要知道他的力量。
Paul writes this right before he is to die.
保罗在他临死前写这一段经文。
Yet look at him.
你看看他。
Confident.
何等的蛮有信心。
Full of anticipation.
而且充满了期盼。
You've probably never heard of this man. His name is Christopher Love.
你可能没有听过这个人名字啊，叫做 Christopher Love.
But he was martyred several centuries ago.
大概几个世纪前他被杀掉他殉道
for preaching.
因着他传讲福音殉道
there were other things he was accused of but basically it was preaching.
很多事情人家控告他但最主要原因是因为他传道就被
and there are letters between him and his wife that are written from prison.
当他在监狱的时候他跟他妻子通了很多信现在保留
and his letters are astounding.
他的信啊真是叫人惊讶
but her letters
但是他的妻子的信
are even more powerful.
甚至更有能力。
She's writing him.
他的妻子写信给他。
She says, don't you back up.
他说你千万不要往后退。
Don't you retreat.
不要做胆小鬼。
Don't you recant.
不要放弃。
She says, we know you're afraid to die. I know you're afraid to die.
我知道你怕死。
because you don't want to leave me and the children.
因为你不愿意撇下我做孤儿，还有你的做寡妇。
But is not your God the husband of the widow?
难道你的神不是那寡妇的神，寡妇的丈夫吗？
Is not your God the father of the orphan?
难道你的神不是孤儿的父亲吗？
Go and die.
去死吧。
God will take care of us.
神会照顾我们的。
That's confidence.
这是信心。
You know what else she wrote him?
你知道这个他妻子还写什么？
Right before he was killed.
在他丈夫殉道之前。
Right before they took his head off.
把他头割掉之前呢？
She said, husband,
她妻子说,
tomorrow morning,
明天早上,
when you dress yourself,
当你穿衣服的时候,
to go to your execution,
当你准备上断头台, 穿衣服的时候,
you are putting on your wedding clothes,
你在穿上你的新郎的礼服,
because you're about to meet Christ.
因为你就要面对基督了。
And she said, they can sever you from your physical head.
她说, 他们可以把你的肉身的头给砍掉,
but they cannot sever you from your spiritual head. How could she write that way?
她怎么可以写出这样的话?
She knew whom she believed in.
因为她深信她所信的是谁?
And she was persuaded.
而且她也深信,
That this Jesus, he was able
这位耶稣, 他所交托的,
to keep everything entrusted to him until that final day.
他能保全我所交托的直到那日。
Do you see why you need to know God?
所以你看到为什么你需要认识神吗?
These benefits are phenomenal.
这些益处真是太大了。It
makes us strong.
使我们刚强。
I hear people all the time, and they're going, oh, Brother Paul, I'm so weak, I'm so weak.
我常常听到人说, 哎呀,保罗弟兄啊, 我好软弱啊, 好软弱啊。
And I say, yeah, I know.
我说, 我知道你很软弱, 没错。
What's the problem?
你问题根源何在?
I'm weak too.
我也很软弱。
That's not the issue.
这不是问题。
The issue is not who are we.
问题不是我们是什么样的人。
The issue is who is he.
问题是他是谁。
He's not weak.
他不软弱.
He's not weak.
他刚强.
He is able.
他能.
He is able.
他能保全,
but you can't stand in that confidence unless you know him.
除非你知道他是谁, 你所信的是谁, 你就没有这样的信心和把握。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.